What if I told you that by 2035, a single market segment crucial to AI, currently valued at around $17 billion, is forecast to explode to over $107 billion? That's a six-fold increase in just one decade. This isn't software or a new app, it's the hardware that underpins everything. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that is reshaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're diving deep into a fundamental shift in computing and communications, the move from electrons to photons. We're seeing a flood of investment, major supply chain upheavals, and new technological roadmaps that will define the next decade of competition. The numbers are staggering, but the implications for Western companies are even bigger. Troy, let's start with that $107 billion forecast. What market are we talking about?
We're talking about photonic integrated circuits, or PICs. Essentially, these are microchips that use light, photons, instead of electricity to process and transmit information. According to a new report from OpenPR.com, the market will surge from $17.3 billion in 2025 to $107.66 billion by 2035.
So many circuits for light. Why is this exploding right now?
The primary driver is the insatiable demand from AI data centers. As AI models grow, the bottleneck is no longer just processing power, it's the energy and time it takes to move data between chips. Light is faster and vastly more energy efficient than electricity for this task. That's why we're seeing a rush of activity from players like Intel, NVIDIA, Cisco, and Broadcom to commercialize next-generation PICs for 800 gigabit, 1.6 terabit, and even faster connections.
$100 billion market shift is huge. How does this specifically affect a U.S. or European manufacturer who makes, say, industrial machinery or automotive components?
It impacts them in two ways. First, the manufacturing process for PICs is fundamentally different. An analysis by 3D Insights notes that advanced packaging can account for half the value of a silicon photonics product. This isn't just soldering components onto a board, it's about managing optical guiding, thermal dissipation, and aligning different materials with picometer-level precision. This creates a massive opportunity for European and U.S. firms with expertise in precision engineering, material science, and advanced packaging, like Germany's PlanOptic AG, which provides specialized glass wafers for this exact purpose.
So, a new high-value manufacturing ecosystem is being born. What about trading companies and distributors?
Their world is changing. The product isn't just a standard pluggable optical module anymore. It's becoming a highly integrated system. Distributors need to understand the entire technology stack, from the silicon photonics chip to the packaging. They need to be tracking the roadmaps of companies like Marvell, whose 1.6T coherent pluggables are redefining power and thermal design. And they need to secure sourcing for these next-gen components now. Market timing is critical.
What's the one action executive should consider today based on this?
They need to immediately begin mapping this new photonic supply chain, identify the key players, the emerging technologies, and where your company can either participate as a supplier or where you'll face new sourcing dependencies. This is not an evolution, it's a revolution in the hardware landscape.
Troy, you mentioned a lot of big names: NVIDIA, Intel, Marvell. It sounds like the tech giants are placing massive bets on this optical future. What's their strategy?
Their strategy is to control the next generation of data center architecture. Take NVIDIA. A report from 36KR highlights their strategic investments in optical firms like Marvell, Lumentum, and Coherent. They're pushing a technology called co-packaged optics, or CPO.
CPO. Let's translate that for the non-engineers.
CPO means integrating the optical engines, the components that convert electricity to light and back, directly into the same package as the main processor, like a GPU. This drastically shortens the electrical pathways, which cuts power consumption and latency. It's a huge leap in efficiency. And Research Institute IMEC is already proposing the next steps, a roadmap to 2.5D and even 3D optical I/O, bringing the optics even closer to the processor die.
And this is happening now. How do we know it's not just an R&D project?
The acquisitions tell the story. In February 2026, Marvell acquired Celestial AI for $3.25 billion to get its hands on their photonic fabric technology. And just this month, we learned Marvell issued warrants to Amazon, contingent on Amazon purchasing a large volume of these photonic fabric products by 2030. When a hyperscaler like AWS makes a long-term commitment like that, the technology is real and ready for deployment.
That is a powerful signal. What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers who supply components to the data center industry?
It means the components you're making will have to change. You're no longer just supplying parts for a server rack. You're supplying precision-engineered components for a chip package. This demands investment in new capabilities for miniaturization and optoelectronic integration. For example, a European company specializing in thermal management solutions for electronics now needs to develop solutions for dissipating heat from a densely packed optical engine right next to a GPU.
And for the distributors and trading houses?
Your customer conversations need to shift. It's less about selling boxes and more about solution integration. You need to understand how Marvell's new 3.2 terabyte optical transceivers, enabled by the Celestial AI acquisition, integrate with the customer's existing NVIDIA or Broadcom infrastructure. The value is now in that system-level expertise.
Actionable insight?
Executives need to critically reevaluate their M&A and R&D strategies. If your future is tied to high-performance computing, you need a CPO strategy. Ask yourself, do we build this capability, buy it, or partner to acquire it? Waiting is not an option.
This all sounds incredibly advanced and capital-intensive. It can't be a smooth road. Where are the bottlenecks? What could slow this transition down?
The biggest bottleneck right now is in the raw materials and foundational components. Specifically, there's a persistent shortage of indium phosphide, or NP.
Why is indium phosphide so important?
NP is a compound semiconductor that is far more efficient at generating and detecting light at the wavelengths used in data communications than silicon is. It's the foundational material for the high-performance lasers and modulators inside 800G and 1.6T optical modules. The market leaders, Broadcom, Lumentum, and Sumitomo Electric, all depend on it and demand a simply outpacing supply.
So we have a classic supply crunch. Who is stepping up to solve it?
The major players are making huge investments. Just this week, Coherent announced a $50 million investment to quadruple its 6-inch NP wafer production capacity. This is a direct response to the demand for 1.6T modules. At an even larger scale, a TrendForce report projects that foundry giant TSMC will expand its photonic integrated circuit capacity to 25,000 wafers per month by 2028. With NVIDIA and Broadcom expected to be their first customers. These are massive capital commitments, validating the entire market.
How should a European or American manufacturer interpret this news?
This is a massive opportunity. The entire supply chain around NP and silicon photonics wafer production is scaling up. This creates demand not just for the raw materials, but for the highly specialized manufacturing and test equipment. For instance, Air Test Systems just received a follow-on order for its wafer-level burn-in system from a leading silicon photonics customer. If you make metrology tools, deposition systems, or automated testing equipment, this is your moment.
What's the takeaway for trading companies?
This is a critical sourcing signal. NP-based components will be a constrained, high-value resource for the foreseeable future. Securing your supply chain now with the major producers is paramount. Understand who has locked in capacity at TSMC or who is benefiting from Coherent's expansion. Also, be aware of the rising IP war. Global Foundries and Tower Semiconductor are already clashing over silicon photonics patents, which could disrupt supply from certain foundries.
So the actionable advice is:
diversify your suppliers and lock in long-term capacity agreements now. The scramble for photonic components has already begun, and those without a secure supply chain will be left behind.
Troy, we've focused heavily on data centers because that's where the money is flowing. But where else will U.S. and European firms encounter this technology?
The applications are broadening rapidly. A key area for manufacturers is industrial inspection. Hamamatsu Photonics, a Japanese leader, just unveiled two new sensors. One is an in-gas area image sensor with a very high dynamic range and a frame rate of 503 frames per second for hyperspectral imaging. The other is a shortwave infrared, or SWIR, CMOS sensor.
What does that mean in practical terms for a factory in Ohio or Stuttgart?
It means you can see things you couldn't see before. These swerve sensors can see through silicon wafers to spot internal defects. They can be used in agriculture to assess crop health or in food inspection to detect contaminants. For a high-end manufacturer, integrating this level of real-time, non-destructive analysis into a production line offers a significant competitive advantage in quality control and yield. Hamamatsu is specifically promoting these technologies in Europe.
So, new tools for manufacturing. What about new products?
The automotive sector is a huge one. An Intel market research report forecasts that the LiDAR silicon photonic chip market will be a major growth driver through 2034. Silicon photonics allows for compact, high-precision, and mass-producible LiDAR systems, which are essential for advanced driver assistance systems and fully autonomous vehicles.
That seems like a direct opportunity for European and U.S. auto parts manufacturers and their supply chains.
Exactly. This isn't just a component, it's a critical system. Manufacturers who develop expertise in integrating these photonic chips into robust automotive-grade LiDAR modules will be in a very strong position. And it extends beyond automotive. We're seeing research papers on CMOS-compatible quantum photonic chips that operate at room temperature. PsiQuantum is collaborating with GlobalFoundries to build a 1,000,000-qubit quantum computer on silicon photonics. The technology is becoming a foundational platform.
And for distributors?
This opens up entirely new product categories. These high-performance industrial sensors from Hamamatsu are high-value, specialized components perfect for distribution to industrial automation clients in the U.S. and Europe. It's a chance to move beyond commodity components into more profitable, solution-based sales.
So, the actionable insight for executives outside the data center space?
Begin pilot programs with these emerging photonic technologies. Test a new hyperspectral imaging system on your production line. Engage with silicon photonic suppliers for your next generation automotive sensors. Gaining early experience with these tools and components will provide a crucial head start as they become industry standard.
All right, Troy, let's bring it all together. A massive market shift, new technologies, supply chain pressures, and new applications. What are the three key takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, the optical shift in computing is real. It's accelerating, and the capital is flowing. We're seeing billion-dollar acquisitions like Marvell buying Celestial AI, massive foundry expansions from TSMC, and strategic investments from titans like NVIDIA. This is not a future trend. It is the strategic battleground for the next decade of technology infrastructure.
Second?
The semiconductor and electronic supply chain is being fundamentally redrawn. New materials like indium phosphide are becoming critical strategic resources. New manufacturing disciplines like advanced optical packaging are creating immense value. For Western companies, this presents both a threat to existing models and a huge opportunity for those with expertise in precision engineering and material science.
And the final takeaway?
While AI data centers are the engine driving this, the applications are rapidly expanding into industrial manufacturing, automotive LiDAR, and even quantum computing. This technology will create new products and new efficiencies far beyond the walls of the hyperscalers.
So, what is the single most important action a Western executive should take right now?
Assign a dedicated team to develop a photonic strategy for your business. They must evaluate the impact of this shift on your product roadmap, your manufacturing processes, your supply chain vulnerabilities, and your M&A targets. The transition from electrons to photons will create clear winners and losers. You need to ensure you're on the right side of that equation.
Powerful advice. The race to build the infrastructure for AI is fundamentally changing the hardware it runs on. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Sizzy.
And thanks to all of you for listening to Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you don't miss our next analysis, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with another strategic look at the technology shaping your world.